G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 with Neil Johnson on Vision.
There's some good developments around one of the nation's great prayer movements. The National Day of Prayer and Fasting is changing its name to Australia Prays. And while the makeup of the board remains the same, the new national coordinator will be Michael Smith. A wonderful opportunity today to highlight something of a changing of the guard, with longtime chairman of the National Day of Prayer and Fasting, Commissioner James Condon, who has served in the Salvation Army for 45 years. James is joining us along with the new national coordinator, Michael Smith. First of all, welcome to you, James.
Yeah, great to be with you, Neil, and all the listeners. Thank you.
And to Michael Smith, welcome along.
Thanks, Neil.
Let me start with you, James. The Australia Prays movement, which is the new name, started with a real passion to mobilise prayer in Australia under that banner of the National Day of Prayer and Fasting, and you've been there alongside everything right from the beginning too, haven't you?
Yes, and I've been the chairman now for the past 7 years, but it's 11 years since the National Day of Prayer and Fasting was launched in Canberra.
And while we've got you on the beginnings and things that happened just 11 years ago, Warwick Marsh, who is retiring from this position and Michael's taking over, has done a fabulous job over that 11 years.
He sure has. Warwick's been the coordinator. I refer to him as the founder, and he certainly, that's true to say, the founder of the National Day of Prayer and Fasting. Yeah.
Michael, you're jumping into some big shoes here, and you've been sort of on the job alongside Warwick earlier this year, but more officially took over from the 7th of April. How have you found those shoes filling them?
Oh, yeah, I think that was one of the things I mentioned on the launch on the 7th was, you know, I was just walking on a foundation that's been laid over the last 11 years. And it was funny, I was talking to Warwick and he said, well, you know, I'm actually standing on someone's foundation that they've laid, and really give honour to all the prayer leaders across the nation over the years, Noel Bell and Brian Pickering and Jenny Hagar and just so many people and people around the nation sowed prayer into the nation that we sort of stand on that foundation today.
It has got a wonderful heritage and wonderful foundation. And, of course, it's the annual National Day of Prayer and Fasting happens the beginning of each year. James, it's become more of an institution, hasn't it, for lots and lots of Australians who've decided to take advantage of that opportunity of a coordinated time of prayer.
Yes, and we originally started by gathering in the Great Hall of Parliament House in Canberra, and then we decided to go regional so that gatherings of God's people to pray happened right across the nation, in churches, in homes, in schools, as well as on the lawns of Parliament House, outside Parliament House in Canberra. We prayed and sought God about where he wanted us to go now, and this is well over a year ago. What was the next level he wanted to take us to? And so out of that was born our new name, Australia Prays. And that was because we felt the National Day of Prayer and Fasting didn't totally reflect all we did. The gathering together of God's people to pray was more than one day. So Australia Prays and National Day of Prayer and Fasting is a very important part of Australia Prays moving forward. But we're going to commence a monthly prayer gathering on Zoom. And of course, COVID in the last couple of years has changed things. We've had many Zoom prayer meetings, and we believe the new name reflects who we are.
And Michael, as you're taking over as National Coordinator, Zoom has meant the expansion of the National Day of Prayer and Fasting, hasn't it, to a number of other events. And when there's national disaster or when there are special call for prayer, Zoom has become a tremendous tool.
Oh, absolutely, Neil. And you said it so well. It is. It's an amazing way that we can connect the body of Christ around the nation together to pray for the Father's will for this nation. And, you know, we've seen that. You know, it's one of the special things that we see in the National Day and the monthly national prayer meetings going forward is people from remote communities that we would have no chance of connecting with in our capital cities are joining. And it's just a great way to bring the body of Christ together to pray the Father's will. So it's yeah, it's a great avenue.
And a monthly initiative, Michael, the opportunity, as you say, for people, especially those who are in remote areas, you don't get together and gather for prayer as often as those in the city, but your monthly prayer gathering is going to be a real opportunity for people to connect, even in their isolation.
Yeah, so true. And we just want to really just see God's plans and purposes for Australia. We want to partner with God to see his kingdom come and his will be done in Australia.
Let's talk about some of the expansion, because not only are there going to be opportunities to have monthly meetings, but there's going to be some other prayer initiatives. James, these sorts of things have been developing to the point where at the drop of a hat, or when there is a new disaster or there's a special need, you've been able to mobilise prayers all around Australia.
We certainly have, and at some of our key prayer gatherings on Zoom, we've had close to 1,000 people across the nation praying together. And I know from experience, I'm the senior elder, I think, in terms of age in this new prayer movement, but never before in the history of Australia has there been so much prayer for the nation. And prayer is needed more and more for this nation of Australia at this time.
It's one thing to have Zoom prayer events, but I know you're encouraging churches to host events. So churches hosting events in their local communities. Michael, is this something you'll be nurturing?
Yeah, that's right. We've got a great team. We've got a national team. We've got state coordinators and we have regional coordinators. But absolutely, we just want to provide the opportunity for churches to host an event, a gathering of people in their community and, you know, just come together and seek the will of God together. And it's just a beautiful thing that I've noticed. Even this year, we had a small gathering, and we had 60 across the nation, but there was one particular gathering, you know, and this is replicated throughout so many times, where it was maybe 15 people gathered, but there was like 7 or 8 churches represented in that 15 people. And it's just phenomenal that just it brings the body of Christ together. It crosses denominational lines. We just want to gather in the name of Jesus, and it's very powerful.
James, we can often think, can't we, that everybody comes from a similar denomination to us. So when you get that sort of diversity, ethnic backgrounds, different cultural backgrounds, all gathering together to pray, you've almost got to be a little bit tolerant of what others do that might be a little bit different. But there's real power in the unity that comes when you gather together for prayer.
Absolutely. There's absolute power. And I think of the verse in the Psalms, how good and pleasant when brothers and sisters dwell together in unity. Something happens. And our gatherings can differ from, say, Pentecostal Christians to more conservative Christian groups, people coming together to worship and pray together. And God honours that and God blesses that.
It's clear, isn't it, Michael, that the power of prayer is as it has always been. The people of God pray. God moves on behalf of that people into whatever request is being made. Your thoughts here, Michael, about the power of prayer and Australians and our prayer habits. Is this something you'd like to nurture and see increase?
Well, absolutely. I think that there is such a special privilege we have as the children of God, as believers, that God invites us to pray and pray to him, to talk to him. Jesus even taught us how to pray in the Lord, you know, in our Father who is in heaven, your kingdom come, you'll be done. He even led us and taught us a model how to pray. It's an invitation to pray to our Heavenly Father. And it's an amazing privilege that I think that, you know, he encourages us to, and when we pray in faith, and we ask to seek and knock, it's our faith births and releases the kingdom and the will of God in the nation. So it's very powerful, and we want to really gather that around that opportunity to pray and seek our Heavenly Father for His will to be done in Australia. So absolutely it's critical in this time, in this hour.
James, it's going to be an easier to remember name. Australia Prays. It takes a little bit of time to change, though, but people will adopt this new name, no doubt. It's got a nice ring to it. It's got something very pleasing and powerful about it. What are your thoughts about the new name?
Neil, that's a good question. And why I say that, so I was not, I'm say this humbly, but I was praying one morning before we had a national executive meeting. And I said, Lord, what is a new name? And I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, Australia Prays. And when I went to the meeting a couple of hours later on Zoom of our national executive and shared that, Warwick Marsh said to me, James, you'll be so interested to know that that name has already been registered as a name. And the guy who registered it several years ago contacted Warwick just a couple of weeks prior to that meeting and said, Warwick, I registered this. I'm not going to use it. Maybe you'd like to use it. And I had no idea about that. Yeah.
Well, Michael, this is potentially here the start of a new era, a new national coordinator, a changing of the guard. There will be those who will look to you and say, well, is there anything special going to change here? And you've got the stability of a fabulous board behind you. What are you anticipating, your expectations for the future for prayer Australia-wide with Australia Prays?
Yeah, thanks. Well, look, I think, you know, the vision that really we've been entrusted to is to see the kingdom of God established in Australia through prayer, fasting, and intercession for the will and glory of God the Father. And we do that together by mobilizing the body of Christ in prayer, in fasting, and intercession for the glory of God. So really, an opportunity is to gather as the body of Christ to see God's kingdom come. And I think that we unite, we will see the blessing, the power, and the glory of God revealed in the nation in a significant way.
Well, it is a fresh opportunity for listeners today to connect with Australia Prays, the thought of mobilising the body of Christ. And we'll often talk about prayer being the engine room of our church and perhaps prayer being the engine room of the church right around Australia. And so the encouragement there to go to the Australia Prays website, and I'll give that address, is australiaprays.com.au. James, you know, when you're managing transition, exciting times ahead, no doubt.
Oh, yes. It's been quite a journey. These things don't happen easily, but God has been with us. We really believe this is of God, and we're up and running, launched now. Yeah, we're out there.
Well, a big decade ahead, no doubt. And Michael Smith, a special welcome along to the national coordinator role that you're into. And James Condon, just great getting your insights too. And I feel like today it's like a little bit of an official passing on of the baton, and looking forward to exciting things under a new leader. Michael, special welcome. And to you, James, thanks so much for all your great work that you've been doing over the years. I know yours is not ceasing. I guess we can say a special thank you to Warwick Marsh for all the great work that he has done in the lead up to this, but a new season ahead under Michael's leadership too, Michael Smith, and to James Condon, thank you so much for taking some time to share your thoughts with us on these things today on 2020.
Thank you, Neil. Yeah, grateful for the opportunity.
Thanks. Thanks, Neil. We so appreciate Vision Radio and the support and all you do across the nation for the body of Christ. God bless you all.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.